Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Your family
Welcome
is charming.
Back to Project Independence in You. It's our final segment for today's show. It went super fast. I'm always amazed. I feel like I'm just about welcoming everybody, and then the next thing I know, it's the final segment. So we were looking at all the things going on in the town of North Hempstead for October with Project Independence. And one of the things I did want to point out, and I know, Christina, you want to talk about the Pioneer, too, mm-hmm. which kind of leads into it, is just so everybody knows, all of our active Project Independence advisory board members, in October, there are no individual regional advisory boards. There's just one joint advisory meeting, and that's getting ready for Jack Frost.
And anyone could really, even if you're not part of a regular advisory
right.
committee, you could obviously sign up.
Or they can call 311
yes,
and sign up. It's
right.
free.
Absolutely.
But we do encourage our advisory members to go because yeah. that would be the advisory right. meeting for the month, and I'm sure most of them will be there. But I know you wanted to get into that Pioneer.
Yeah, so, you know, what we always try to do, too, is kind of connect everything in Project Independence. Because we really try to, you know, push the issue home. Obviously, this was a topic that we decided would be great for October because in Project Independence, we just want people to be prepared, right? We don't want the emergency to happen in any aspect of life.
So and I went to previously with Sherry,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going again to refresh the information
yeah,
that she
That's
passed
wonderful.
Along that I utilized.
Good.
And I walked down the steps.
The Penguin Walk, right?
That's
I know,
right.
I remember you being on the show when that came up, you know, when there's ice.
Yes.
And how important it is to really do the Penguin Walk. Yeah. I think about that all the time because it was a golden nugget, Iris,
yeah, yeah,
which
yeah.
we constantly...
Oh, today we had a barrel.
We did.
But, you know, I use that in going down the steps.
Yeah.
I broaden my feet this way so that there's more
yeah,
footage
absolutely.
On each step than if you go,
yeah.
you know, this
right.
way.
No, absolutely. And that's... And it's things like that are so important about all these programs. And as Ira said, you know, you might have seen one of these speakers, you know, before, but you always learn something new. And it's so important to refresh it because, like we were talking during the break, we all are inundated with a lot of things all the time. So it's always good to, you know, hit the
reinforce
point
it, yeah.
But the getting ready for Jack Frost, it's going to be on October 25th from 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. at Clinton G. Martin Park over in New Hyde Park. And it's really going to be about educating yourself on the various means and tactics available to help you deal with winter safely and also economically. So we're going to have Traveling Safely in Ice and Snow. That's going to be Sherry Baton, who we were talking about before, who's the Senior Mobility Manager. And then she's going to be doing it with Eileen Bitar, who's with AAA. So they'll do a combo, mm-hmm. which will be great. Then we have the next segment will be Staying Healthy During the Winter Months. It's going to be Joanne Tricarico, who's one of our fabulous nurses through Project Independence, and the wonderful Margaret Gatzonis, who is our
oh.
extraordinaire. I mean,
she is
really an amazing
yes.
exercise instructor.
And a human being.
And, exactly. That's very so that's going to be a great, certainly energetic segment, I would say.
You smile
yeah.
when you're working with her.
Absolutely.
And when you leave her class, you still
yeah.
have been energized.
Good. Well, that's what we like to hear. And then we have the last segment will be Home Safety and Preparing Your Home for Winter. We're going to have someone from the fire department, the Carl Place Fire Department, and also the owner of Albertson Hardware.
Oh.
So it's really a whole variety of topics, which I think is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone, I hope, has received their Pioneer or will be receiving it because it was being shipped out
right, yeah.
last
in
week.
In the mail.
And keep it. You know, keep this Pioneer really has a lot of
right, and that's what we really try to have, too. It's like these checklists, so things that you can refer to. So we have an article from our fabulous Otto Loos, who's a PI member and
Otto. Oh, yes,
yes,
I know him. Okay.
He wrote an article about preparing for winter storms before, during, and after. We have a segment, an article on vital document checklist, a pet disaster preparedness.
Well, let's talk a little bit about
yeah.
the doc. What kind of documents are they talking
so
about?
So this is actually...
and why?
This was found, you know, I actually went to a presentation on preparedness, and it was a bunch of different things through FEMA, which I thought... FEMA is going to
yes.
call into the radio show
oh,
in a
great.
Couple of weeks, too.
So we're talking about hurricanes,
right.
any kind of
and it's really any kind of disaster.
Winter, right.
Which I think, you know, it's so important to have all all of these things in one place. And that's really where this all comes
from. So you
can
grab them,
you can
right?
grab it. So you're not, oh, my God, where's this? Where's this? You know, mm-hmm. and when you're in a panic, forget about it. Like, who could find anything? So this, it's like really just telling you how to keep this safe. Keep it in a Ziploc bag, they said, or some kind of weatherproof
right,
tote.
Right.
And it's things like your passport, your driver's license, your medication records, your social security card, health insurance, different financial records that might be important. Insurance policies, the deed to your house,
yeah,
which is certainly important, just different family records, legal titles. I mean, there's a whole crazy list of things. But depending on what, obviously.
And that, so keep this Pioneer, yeah.
And it's really just good to have for any age, really. You know,
right.
I mean, for anyone to do
yes,
this kind
oh,
of thing.
Absolutely. What about pet disasters?
Well,
what
so
do?
We don't want to forget about our pets because they're very important, equally as important in the
right.
town of North Hempstead. So it's really just how to prepare for them. And their list is kind of similar to the...
Keep all their documents in it.
But... Seriously. You know how important, you know, they always recommend for food is to keep at least 3 days of food and water.
Right. For the self as well
right.
as
and
pets.
But that's why I have to laugh because yes. it really, you know, it kind of mirrors each other. And just to have, it's really important also to have a collar for them and an ID for them. And they actually recommended also to have a picture with you and your pet together.
Hmm.
So you could prove, you know, a lot of times, like, this is what, you know. So
that's interesting.
Yeah, actually, that stood out to me when I was looking at that.
I don't think that would be a problem today with all the posts of pets on
Facebook.
I know,
seriously. Yes. Right, that's very true. But, you know, so there's a whole list on there. Then we have Shari submitted an article on winter driving safety tips.
Right, very important.
Which are really great concrete golden nuggets. It's literally filled with golden nuggets. And then there's also... at the end of it, it's what to have in your car, what kind of winter kit to keep in your car, which I think is beneficial for everyone.
Like what? Give some...
So you should have something kind of abrasive material. So it could be sand, salt, cat litter, a small snow shovel, a snow brush, traction mats, flashlight, glass cleaner, some kind of gloves.
Right.
An ice scraper, paper towels or rags, cables, booster cables, a blanket... if you have any kind of warning flares or hazard triangle,
right.
and a cell phone, she really stresses.
Charger.
Right.
The
and it's really
charger,
important
yeah.
to be caught. Even if, listen, a lot of people might not use their cell phone, but it's just keep it charged.
Right.
You know, because if the emergency does arrive, you know, just to know that you don't have to worry about that. And, you know, I mean, if you lose power, I mean, who remembers Hurricane Sandy? People were, you know, they were sitting in their car trying to charge
their
phone.
We learned so much from Hurricane Sandy. We learned that a lot of seniors back then had cell phones.
Yeah.
Some of them didn't know how to turn it on.
Yeah.
Some of them didn't have a charger for it.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it's like you have to really become aware. So we really became aware of a lot of, you know, things that we really need to do to prepare.
Absolutely.
Even if it doesn't have, if you hear a week out there's a possibility of a hurricane, you know, that's when you start planning.
Right.
You don't wait until
right.
the day before
and
fill the
car up.
Keep it full, right? Keep it full. You know, get your plan in order. If it's going to be bad, where you're going to go, maybe you should just get out of the way as soon as possible,
right.
especially if you're limited, if you have limited mobility, you want to make sure there's a safe
right, and then the whole thing is to
find resources
right,
that you can
go
to.
It's really, like I said, it's everyone has different circumstances, obviously, so you really need to tailor it to yourself and to really think about these things and have everything in order for you. We also have an article, too, about how to prevent fires in your home. You know, you hear all these horror stories.
Like heaters
about,
and
yeah,
things like
especially
that.
With the space heaters. You know, those could really be very, very dangerous. I mean, I remember when my grandfather was alive, he had a space heater, and he had, like, thrown a sock, and it was, like, completely melted in it. And I said, God, well, thank God he had us.
It started a fire.
Well, yeah, we were there every day. So, luckily, I was like, what, you know, I'm going to bleep myself.
Yeah.
is this?
Beep.
And... You know, it's really dated, but it's a really, and it's a very graphically pleasing to the eye look. You know, that it's just little tips that you should really just keep in mind.
Awareness is the whole
Absolutely.
Story.
Then we have winter mobility tips, who Kelly Steinman, who's another one of our nurses, submitted a bunch of tips, you know, from a nursing standpoint,
right.
which is great. And I really want to give a shout out also to our nurses and social workers, because they really take care of their specific clients and know their needs. And when they hear about right. something, they call them and say, you know, did you make sure you did this?
Right.
You know, do you have your family? You know, so they're really...
Another important thing we learned with Sandy was right. identify
yeah.
the members
the
that were able to right. identify at least that might need extra support, yeah. whether it's the oxygen right. or are they on dialysis? Are they going for cancer treatments? What happens when you're in a storm and the house
right,
is surrounded by ice
things.
And you have no power?
No, and how important it is to have your medication ahead of time. You know, don't wait till you have
right.
one pill left.
That's
and you're
super
said, oh,
important.
Great. You know, like now I don't have my
right.
pills.
Good
so it's a great list that she gave too. And then we also have a blurb about Meals on Wheels because it's really important, obviously, to just a lot of people, you know, can't cook for themselves and aren't necessarily getting the nutrition. And Meals on Wheels is a wonderful service. On top of the food that they're bringing to you, it's just very nice also, the companionship of you start to have a relationship
the
with that person.
The same person who delivers all the time,
you. So
yes.
that's actually a lovely thing, too. Of course, I put a blurb in about the Fabulous Radio Show because I say, you know, here we also have each week the opportunity to just try and educate people and get the word out and create awareness for mm-hmm. people. So that's there.
And create a little mental stimulation
absolutely.
As well.
You know what? We are down to
oh.
a minute.
Yeah, so
left
we show. Have our screenings. We also talk about Project Warmth, which is an emergency fuel fund, which is very important.
Look
for
out
people.
For this pioneer
yes.
in the mail. And
don't
you throw
do not
it away.
Get a call 311.
Okay, I want to just thank
call this.
Iris so much for being the co-host today. And also Dan Cox, director of WCWP.org, right here at LIU. Janine Solero, the administrator. And, of course, Victoria Honorado, who sometimes I call Arenada, but I got it right this time.
Yes,
and it's great to have you. You're a wonderful engineer. Christina Liu, great producer
thank
of
you,
the radio
thank you, my
show.
Dear,
you're
for
so
hosting
welcome.
Today.
And we've got 20 seconds left. Anything extra, Iris?
I want to know what you call this, a flyer of
leaf. The Pioneer.
Newsletter.
Newsletter.
There you go. There
so that's
you
the
go.
Pioneer
in
newsletter.
The mail.
Have a great weekend, everybody, and we will be on the air next week. This was Project Independence and You here at Senior Talk Radio. Thank you.